This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Back of the Net is in cinemas this Thursday, 18th of April. It sounds a bit like this.
What is this? Where's the ship?
What ship?
For my semester at sea.
Oh, you're not in the right place. This is a soccer academy.
What? No!
It shows the power of female friendship and believing in yourself, and it's must-see for families and young girls this Easter school holidays. Today, we're joined by one of the stars of the movie. He's also been in Love Child and The Worst Year of My Life Again. It's Tiahni Copeland. Good morning, Tiahni.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a bit more about Back of the Net and the story of the film?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, Back of the Net is about Sophia Wiley's character, Corey, and she was meant to be going on a science camp, but she ends up at a soccer camp instead. And that's where she meets me and everyone else in the film. And so it's definitely a film about friendship, like you said, and encouraging girls and also boys to play soccer or any sports activities. And so it's just kind of about that and embracing new experiences and always having supportive friends and all that kind of like really like self-encouragement as well.
Where would you rather be for a semester, on a boat or on a field?
I don't really know. I mean, like, I feel like the boat would be awesome, but I think the soccer field is where it's at.
Tiahni, as I look at all the different roles you play, you seem to play various characters who are a little bit broken, a little bit rough around the edges. How was it playing the bully Edie in this movie?
She was really fun to play. I think she definitely comes off as a mean girl in the trailer and throughout the film. But, you know, with every mean person, they've always got, like, a little bit of a good side or, like, you know, they're just trying to suppress their own issues. But, you know, she was really a lot of fun to play. I mean, she was the best soccer player in the team, so obviously I had to build up my soccer skills, so I was on par with what she would be. And no, but she was really good. I mean, I enjoyed playing her a lot.
Back of the Net is really targeted, especially at young girls. What do you think it can teach young girls about friendship and female empowerment?
Well, I definitely think that when we all come together as a collective in your friendship group or at work or at school, it definitely shows that we can really do anything that we put our minds to, and even if it's on the soccer field as well.
Tiahni, you've been doing this acting career for quite some time. Started at the tender age of eight. What do you say to somebody? You know, because this is one of those areas where it's kind of curly about how you actually get into it and how you actually get involved. What do you say to someone who's a budding actor, actress who wants to get into acting?
Well, I kind of get this question a bit, I think because I did start at such a young age, but I would definitely think that get involved as much as you can in your local community of, like, drama club or at school or any extracurricular activities, so whether that being at any other acting schools. So I definitely would think that that's kind of like a first step, because then you improve your self-confidence and then also you learn different techniques and skills on how to act on stage or in on screen. So that's like kind of like the first step, I would think. And then the next step, once you feel like really confident or anything like that, is then to get like an agent. And then they're the ones that send you into auditions, and then you kind of build up experiences through auditions and through working on set as well.
What would you say, I mean, I don't want to ruin the film or give a spoiler alert here, but what would you say one main lesson people can take away from Back of the Net would be?
I think that the main lesson to have learnt for the film is definitely about embracing new experiences and to challenge yourself as much as you can, and to also always have supportive friends around you, because when you have that, you can take on the world.
What's next for you, Tiahni?
Well, I just got back from LA, so I was over there for 6 weeks. But now I'm back home doing press and everything for Back of the Net, and I'm super excited for it to be coming out this Thursday, which is crazy. So that's kind of what at the moment. And then I'm also just auditioning and hoping to get another role real soon.
How was it working on the set of Star Wars 9? Do you have any insights?
Oh.
Oh. I mean, that would be amazing, but no, I didn't work on it.
Oh, that's sorry, what they all say. They all say that, don't they?
Yeah. Avengers Endgame? I'm assuming you were a part in the Avengers Endgame then, if you just got back from LA.
Yeah, I'll sneak you a little cameo. You'll see me in there.
All right. Watch this space.
Hello.
Look, Tiani, thanks so much for talking to us. Back at the Net is in cinemas tomorrow.
Yay, thank you so much, Duncan and Sam.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.